Republic, waging war on the New World Order. This is Govern America. Govern America.
They'll be bidding America goodbye. From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the second hour of Govern America. Darren Weeks, Nancy Levant here with you, as we are every Saturday. It continues to be the 28th of February, 2015, and we're finishing up here with John Jarnicky and Ed Branham of the Republic of Texas, a group that was raided a couple of weeks ago by the feds and their local county sheriff. And by the way, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, that this, you know, whether or not you agree with Ed and John's perspective here as far as how they're operating, you know, what their plans are, their directions, we still have the right to peacefully assemble in this country. And the right to peacefully assemble in this case has been drastically violated. And I think this is an atrocity, and I think it's an affront. This is something that's become increasingly a problem, and it fosters a certain amount of paranoia, understandably. And I think also this case really speaks greatly to the importance of getting the county sheriff on your side, speaking to your county sheriff, understanding what their views are on these issues, and whether or not when the stuff hits the air circulator, they're going to be on the right side of history. In this case, we didn't have that, did we, John?
No, we certainly didn't. And I just thought of something that I need to bring forward. Mm-hmm. During this raid, they violated our Republic of Texas 1836 Declaration of Rights, which is part of our Constitution. They violated the U.S. Constitution, unlawful search and seizure. They violated the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights that was adopted in 1966 by the U.N. General Assembly. So there are a myriad of violations that occurred by these various police officer, police departments. One thing I want to bring forward, in Article 1 of this International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, Article 1 says all people have the right of self-determination. By virtue of that right, they freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development. Well, that's where we in the Republic of Texas are, and one of the reasons we are taking the international perspective on this to get our freedom back.
Yeah. John, are you familiar with Dr. Edwin Vieira?
Yes, I have listened to him several times, and the man makes an extremely large amount of common sense.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. We have interviewed him on the show. He is a constitutional lawyer, and I would actually recommend getting a hold of him. I would love to see him, like, take your case on. But I would highly recommend getting a hold of Dr. Vieira.
Okay, yes,
you
it sounds good. I'd love to.
You can try to get a hold of him through the website newswithviews.com.
Yeah. I have a phone number for him, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch with me after the show, I'll pass that along to you. What can the listeners, what would you ask the listeners to do, if anything, or do you just want us to keep an eye on this case?
Well, I would like the listeners to further investigate what we in the Republic are all about, what we are doing. We certainly welcome more people to jump on board and help us out. You know, it's just like John Stapmiller, whom I've known for several years. Lack of funds is a contributing factor in how fast and how much you can get done. You know, we're no different than John Stapmiller or most other people. Even the hosts, all of the hosts that are on RBN. You know, and it's a thing that, you know, we need all the help we can get. I mean, we have spent in our committee over 3 years doing the research and finding out this things on the avenue of approach to do what we're doing, but we can always use more assistance in other research, and if someone happens to find something that they think can help what we're doing, I would urge them to get in contact with us. You know, we
Absolutely. We
all work for a living besides doing what we're doing, trying to get our freedom back. But we can't do it all. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Right. So people can get a hold of you through the website?
Yes.
Okay, and once again, that's thetexasrepublic.com. You'll keep us posted on anything that transpires in the coming days, right?
Certainly will, Darren.
All right.
I'd
hey,
like
thanks
to,
a lot.
I'd like to
yeah, go ahead, Ed.
Anyone domiciling in the Republic of Texas, we have many, many positions that we need to get filled.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
So get a hold of them. It's thetexasrepublic.com. That's thetexasrepublic.com. They'll keep us posted, and we'll be watching this case as things transpire in the future. Hopefully nothing will be nothing tremendously draconian will develop in the coming days. Unfortunately, we're getting to a place where the United States government has become something completely unrecognizable. And so I know you folks are very well aware of that. Thank you so much for being with us, John and Ed. And let us know if anything happens.
Thank you,
Darren. And we certainly appreciate the venue that you've given us to get our story out. We thank you very much.
Hey, you're quite welcome, sir. Thank you so much. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Texas Republic, the Republic of Texas. And you can get to their website once again, thetexasrepublic.com. And, you know, the internationalism thing, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get anywhere petitioning courts, international courts, for recognition, because, you know, the problem is all of that's run by the globalist scumbags. But I certainly don't fault these gentlemen for doing whatever they can to try to be recognized as a sovereign nation, you know, as historically they should be, and Texas, the Republic of Texas, should still be. You know, the problem is we're dealing with a bunch of federal mafias, Nancy. You know, the feds are a bunch of mafia members, essentially, it's organized crime with a flag on the wall. And so, what are we to do?
Well, we don't have a representative government anymore.
No, not at all.
We have a tyrannical government.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they break all of their own laws. They invent laws and just, you know, executive order them into place. You know, this, I mean, you can't fight these people with any really reasonable terms, because they're criminals.
Yeah, and if people would, you know, I still believe that there's a lot we can do through the states, you know, if people would actually take the effort to actually organize and do that. The problem is the vast majority of the people would like to complain about problems, but they don't actually like to roll up their sleeves and do something about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, this thing has continued to slide. You know, we have these international trade agreements, which have caused our economy to collapse. We have new jobless numbers out again this past Thursday. And we've had another big bump, Nancy. There's 313,000 new first-time filers, which was an increase of 31,000 from the previous week. So 313,000 new people filing for unemployment. That's not, it doesn't count all the people that had already, is already on the rolls and the people that have fallen off the rolls. So, you know, everything just continues to chug right along as the country falls further and further down the rat hole of globalization, socialization, and international communism.
That's what it is.
You know, in the meantime, we have a lot of, you know, we have the new political candidates, which are the evidently the front runners that were being given. Hillary Clinton, you know, does anyone think that she's going to do anything good for this nation? Has she done anything good for this nation so far? And then we have Jeb Bush being floated as the other Republican alternative. So there's your choices, ladies and gentlemen. Evidently,
yeah,
this is
the
best.
Yeah, from the globalist family supreme.
This is the best they can do, you know. And National Review had an interesting article. Earlier in the show, I had mentioned that they're talking about post-Americanism. And they're saying in National Review, Kevin, I don't know who they're talking about, Kevin, is self-evidently correct in endorsing Giuliani's assertion that President Obama doesn't love America, but that is likely to be understood by lefties as a claim that Obama is anti-American, which is not correct. Well, I would disagree with that statement. They say, instead, he is our first post-American president. A post-American may like his country just fine, but that feeling is akin to the attitude one might have for a suburb you might live in. It's a nice enough place, but if you can get a better job or found a more suitable house, you'd leave without too much anguish. Love of country, on the other hand, is an emotion, and post-Americans and post-nationals in general simply do not experience that emotion. Does anyone think Herman Van Rompuy, for instance, has an emotional patriotic attachment to Belgium or even Flanders? But if Obama is our first post-American president, Jeb Bush wants to be the second. I go on to talk about Jeb Bush and a lot of the things that he has said. I want to play you one of the things that I find most outrageous in regards to arguing in favor of amnesty. Because keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what Jeb Bush is doing. He is all about arguing in favor of amnesty. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I want, for really two reasons. Number one, the idea that our so-called elected officials, and you can argue whether or not we actually elect these boogers or not. I think the elections are rigged. I don't think that we really have an honest election ballot system. When you have computerized voting systems, you have people controlling the numbers at the precinct level, controlling the candidates. You know, if you really are a viable candidate, it's very, very difficult to get through the whole process, if not impossible. But you have really, literally numbers that can be changed through these computerized voting systems. So the elections are rigged. And we've had Jim Condit on to talk about that. Victoria Collier has talked about it on our show also. Different guests talking about the same thing. The point is that the people that we have running things and the candidates that are all being given to us, and much of this is controlled by the news media. You know, we had the Voters News Service. You remember the Voters News Service, which they renamed something else? This is the company that actually controls the numbers on election night. And so here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, with a lot of people thinking they're going to be able to change the direction of the country through elections. And, you know, all the candidates are all the same. These people are all the same. Here you've got Jeb Bush. Listen to what he had to say.
I think a lot of people view immigration as, well, you're by supporting immigrants, you're taking away from me. And I would argue the exact opposite of the case. If we have this narrow perspective of, well, we're not going to grow anymore, and the pie is set, and that's it, so I'm going to fight for mine, we're doomed. Our country doesn't work well in a static kind of environment. Our country works well when it's dynamic and aspirational and grows at 4% or 3.5%, not at this anemic rate we're growing now. And immigrants aren't a drain on that. They're actually a catalytic converter for sustained economic growth.
A catalytic converter for sustained economic growth. Can you believe this? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is the new guard, supposedly. Same as the old guard.
And everybody benefits when we grow. This is not divvying up the spoils. This is growing the pie and creating an opportunity society again. We don't have
an opportunity society. Now, I just read you the unemployment numbers for this past week. How many of you folks see the opportunity society unfolding before you right now?
Right now. We have people that mope around thinking, my life is bad. My children will not have the same opportunities that I had. What a horrible notion in America, the most optimistic of places. And that's where we are today. And I think a economically driven immigration plan or passing a law to be more strategic about this would lift our spirits up dramatically.
So more immigration is what you have to look forward to. And bear in mind,
and they'll make you happy, according to him. They'll lift your spirits.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just lift our spirits and flood the country with refugees, migrants, and basically the worst of society. Because keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the vast majority of people that are coming here are destitute. They have nothing. That's why they're coming. And many of these people
sick children.
Also are criminals.
They're sick children. And they're bringing in diseases like, say, measles, leprosy in Florida, measles in California.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I was headed next. I'm glad you brought up it. You know, here we have leprosy cases on the rise in Florida. That's clickorlando.com. They blame armadillos for leprosy. Ladies and gentlemen, God, we never had this problem prior to the flooding of migrants into this nation. And I suppose we're supposed to believe that they're the anti-vaxxers that are the reason why we have leprosy here now?
Or I mean, the multi-millions of years that armadillos have been on the planet?
Yeah, exactly. And we have also from Breitbart, amnesty beneficiaries could claim more than $35,000 in tax benefits in the first year. So this is another example of how our elected officials have sold us out. What is the remedy for this? The remedy, ladies and gentlemen, is taking back this government through the states. That's what really boils down to. We see Health and Human Services confirms unaccompanied illegal alien children in the U.S. will have access to abortion. So, you know, this is the stuff that you're going to be paying for under Obamacare. Otherwise, they'll prosecute you and put you in prison. Because this is the land of the free. Remember? We see also from the Associated Press, Secret Service to conduct drone exercises over Washington. This is another heads up that you need to be aware of. They say the U.S. Secret Service says it will fly drones over the Washington area in the near future. The agency isn't disclosing exactly where the exercises will take place, other than that they'll involve areas where flights are typically restricted. Airspace above the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and other sensitive sites in Washington is heavily restricted. So just be aware of that taking place in the way of homeland security, ladies and gentlemen, as they're flooding the nation with migrants, illegals. Our borders are wide open. You have Homeland Security getting ready, the Secret Service getting ready to conduct exercises over Washington, D.C. in a drill, apparently. How many of these drills go live? As Homeland Security is, there's a big funding snafu right now over Homeland Security. Be on the lookout for false flag operations. That's the point. We got to take a time out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and...
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America, the website, governamerica.com. That's www.governamerica.com. By the way, the chat room is open. I probably should have mentioned this earlier, chat.governamerica.com. You can join us there, interact with the other listeners there as they're discussing certain things pertinent to our nation and freedom and the vanishing rights that everyone has. In the meantime, We talked a little bit earlier about the ongoing Homeland Security funding, the funding of the government. We see Obama just signed a one-week extension that Congress passed to fund Homeland Security for one more week. As this funding thing is going on in Congress, I think a lot of it is just theater. I think really all of it is just theater. Because ultimately, what's going to happen? Well, nothing. They're going to keep funding it. Certain aspects of Homeland Security need to be funded. The Border Patrol, for instance. You need the Border Patrol. However, the Border Patrol is being gutted. They're being, in many cases, forced to stand down as illegals are being allowed to come in. And so all of this is just a show. All of this is just a big game for these national scumbags who are really globalist scumbags that are running our nation. I'm sorry to say, but that's the way it is. AP says President Barack Obama has signed a one-week funding bill with the Homeland Security Department keeping the agency open after a showdown that went right up to the brink. Obama signed the bill late Friday, just minutes before the midnight deadline. Typically, when he signs important questions, he releases a statement. In this case, he only released a sentence. The point here, though, is that there's no gap in Homeland Security funding. There's no gap in anything. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats are exactly the same, ladies and gentlemen. There is no difference between these parties. It's like a big game where you have them down on the field. It's like a sports event. They're down on the field. They're battling it out, but it's really just a friendly game. You're in the stands, and you have nothing to say about it. You can shout out your support for your team or not, but ultimately, you don't have a place on the field. You're relegated to the stands, to the bleachers. You get to watch the whole thing unfold. And by the way, you get to foot the bill for the whole thing.
Well, you know, Darren, it just strikes me that in order to deflect attention from their crimes, what they do is they have come into this very, very highly skilled enemy creation scenarios. This is how they retain what they call their emergency powers, which allow them to do whatever any president wants, whatever any global government entity wants, whatever any corporation wants from Congress. And they create enemies. We see this in the world everywhere, practically every continent. But then you consider what they do to us here in the United States. While they are acting illegally on every front. You know, we now have race versus race, we have gender versus gender, we have sexual preference versus sexual presence, rich versus poor, urban versus real, political party versus political party, vegan versus omnivore, fat versus thin, smokers versus non-smokers, young versus old. We have natural biology versus created life. We have biology versus technology. We have government versus civil rights, elites versus commoners, the employed versus the unemployed, unions versus non-union, geoengineering versus natural weather, military versus civilians, transnational corporations versus small business, authoritarianism versus freedom, on and on. We have dictatorship versus free speech.
And we have both of us versus
limited power. We have
both
billionaires
of us versus the
clock. Full-time wages. I mean, the ability to create enemies in order to claim emergency powers is simply a deflection of the attention off the illegalities of the leadership in this country.
Yeah, and we have the encroaching police state ever-present in everything that we do. We'll get into a little bit of that when we come back from the break. Stay with us as Government America continues. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you thinking? Microplant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of microplant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Back to the broadcast. This is Govern America, governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. That's our website. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com if you'd like to get in touch. And continuing on here, you know, recently we're hearing more and more about this whole notion of violent extremism. You know, Nancy, they're trying to get into areas of thought crimes. You know, I come back to George Orwell's 1984. Seems to me like everything today in that book has become really, it's almost like it's a prophecy.
Yep.
It's come to pass right before our eyes, in every single facet, I think far more superior than even Orwell himself could have envisioned. You know, We had a situation at the United Nations in New York, the General Assembly, actually I think it was the Security Council of the United Nations. It was a function that they said, you know, they called Countering Violent Extremism. They had a number of speakers there. Ban Ki-moon got up and addressed the crowd. And, you know, let's play a little of this.
Many years of our experience have proven that short-sighted policies, failed leadership, and an utter disregard for human dignity and human rights have caused tremendous frustration and anger on the part of a people for whom we serve. We will never find our ways by discarding our moral compass. We need cool heads, we need common sense, and we must never let fear rule.
Okay, sounds real good, doesn't it? We need cool heads, we need common sense, and we must never let fear rule, except for one thing. That is exactly everything that the United States government, the United States Department of Homeland Security, the State Department, and everybody else are doing. And they're all in bed with the United Nations. They're all in it together. Case in point, we see from CBS News out of New York, NYPD takes precautionary measures following threats against U.S. shopping malls. You can say, well, that's a local city police office. Yeah, and they're all federally funded anymore. They take grants from the feds. You know, we have the trumped up allegations that Al-Qaeda is out there. We have, you know, the United States funding all these groups, which we're supposed to believe are legitimate threats. I refer you back, ladies and gentlemen, to that documentary, The Power of Nightmares, The Rise of the Politics of Fear. Because we're living these policies today. Our federal government trumps up these big, bad, phantom enemies. They fund them, they build them up, and they use them against the people as an excuse that you have to surrender your freedom. Once again, we had Susan Rice at that Countering Violent Extremism meeting in, I believe it was New York, at the United Nations Security Council. She says that we have to focus on the prevention of, you know, we have to counter violent extremism by preventing it. Now, how are you going to prevent a crime from taking place? Listen to what she had to say.
Countering violent extremism is essential to the security of all nations, and no one can meet this challenge alone. To secure our future against terrorist threats, we have to work together as governments and as peoples. We have to tackle this challenge from every angle, disrupting terrorist plots, destroying safe havens, and deepening our focus on prevention.
Deepening our focus on prevention. How are you going to prevent crimes or terrorism acts from taking place before they happen? You know, we're getting into an area, ladies and gentlemen, where literally you have, you know, they are laying the ground for literally getting into every aspect of your life. That is the only, you know, this is the argument. This is a classic Hegelian dialectic situation where they are setting the stage to try to convince you of the reason why they need to do all of this stuff. Now, Mark in Texas sent me a video, and I appreciate you sharing this. This is Judge Andrew Napolitano. He was recently at an event where he actually debated Michael Hayden. Michael Hayden, of course, former CIA director, former NSA director. This guy is a colossal scumbag. But he was on the same platform with Andrew Napolitano and Lou Dobbs, who was moderating the debate. And they were talking about whether, you know, basically they were debating the merits or demerits of NSA spying and whether the constitutionality of what the NSA is doing stands or not. I'm going to play you first the words of Michael Hayden. He's talking about how the NSA is trying to, quote, balance constitutional rights with constitutional responsibilities to provide for the common defense.
Let's talk about reality. Let's talk about facts. The judge is an unrelenting libertarian. So am I. I'm an unrelenting libertarian who's also responsible for four decades of his life for another important part of that document, the part that says, provide for the common defense. Let's talk about specifics. Right after 9/11, the Congress of the United States had something called the Joint Inquiry Commission. It was an unusual body. It was a combined House-Senate Intelligence Committee inquiry into what went wrong on 9/11. One of the most telling aspects of the document they came out with, we had a shorthand for it called the JIC report, that NSA, I was the head at the time, NSA was far too conservative when it came to the most important kind of terrorist communications there could be. Terrorist communications, one end of which was in the United States. And so our charge from your elected representatives, and actually from the president, was be better able to respond to that kind of threat. Now, there are tools available to us, but we understood the Constitution. And so we looked for the gentlest approach possible, the one that would squeeze American privacy the least in terms of responding to that particular charge. How do you detect terrorist communications entering or leaving the homeland? Because after all, we had just been attacked from the homeland.
Okay, first of all, this is all garbage. This all is predicated, this is all based upon a faulty foundation. We were not attacked on 9/11. Yeah, we were attacked, but it was all pre-planned and organized by the administration that wanted to put the security apparatus in place as the solution. Okay? These we know about the Project for the New American Century, all of this stuff, Rumsfeld, Jeb Bush, Louis Libby, all these neocon scumbags, planned all this stuff in advance. Bush was in on it. The Bush family, the Bin Laden family, all business partners through the Carlyle Group, all profiteers from the war. We know Dick Cheney was involved in all that, too. He's military-industrial complex, you know, with his Halliburton, big war profiteers. So they all have a stake in creating this whole thing. And so it was all engineered. It was all pre-planned. Anybody that doesn't understand that, you just haven't been paying attention. We can prove that explicitly. Okay? So now they're coming into and taking this thing in a direction where, okay, well, your rights have to be balanced away because you want to be safe, don't you?
We hit upon metadata. Metadata defined as information about a communication, a call. To, from, when, how long.
Okay, now he's going to go on to tell you that all that they do, all that they're collecting, is metadata, which I think is total crap. If you think, you know, first of all, this guy's a lying scumbag. He'll say anything to get the public to swallow what he has to say. The point is, let me just let Andrew Napolitano make the point, because he does it very clearly. This is a black or white issue. Michael Hayden and the people that are pushing this security apparatus, they try to make it all gray and all murky. It's really pretty clear.
When I speak on privacy and security, I often start out like this. I want everybody to take their BlackBerry, iPhone, Android, whatever you have in your pocket, and turn it on, because I want President Obama and the NSA to be able to hear everything I'm about to tell you. Of course, this is not a laughing matter, because they will hear everything I'm about to tell you whether you turn this on or not, because they have the ability to turn this on without you knowing about it. without going to a judge and getting a court order for your cell phone. They can listen to everything you say and read everything you write. How did we get there? My gosh, we have the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States to protect the quintessentially American right of the right to be left alone. The reason we have this amendment is because the framers and the founders found intolerable the concept of the British use of general warrants. A general warrant was an order from a secret court in London authorizing the bearer of the warrant to search where he wanted and to seize whatever he found. We fought a revolution so that general warrants would not come here, and we wrote a constitution so that the new government here could not do to us what the British had done to us as colonists. And in order to assure that, we put the Fourth Amendment in the Constitution, which says, you have the right to be left alone in your persons, houses, papers, and effects. And if the government needs to assault your privacy in your persons, houses, papers, and effects, it must go to a judge and present evidence of probable cause about you. Not about everybody in your zip code or your area code, but about you. Quote, specifically describing the place to be searched or the person to be seized. This applies whenever the government wants to search or seize, whether it's for criminal purposes, tax purposes, intelligence purposes, or whether because they just want to know what you are doing. Fast forward to today. The secret courts that our forefathers fought against in the Revolution are here in Washington, D.C. So secret that the judges on the courts have been sworn to secrecy. So secret that the judges on the courts are not permitted to keep copies of their own records. So secret that if you knew about it, you would say, this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, because these are general warrants that authorize the NSA to listen wherever they want and take copies of the content to whatever they listen to. We've come 180 degrees from fighting a war against those who would violate with impunity our right to be left alone to hiring public servants who will do that to us. We are in a twilight era where freedom is diminishing because, with the exception of people in this room, there is very little outrage. No matter how grievous the violation of constitutional liberty, if there is no outrage, the government will continue to do it. General Hayden will tell you, and in my view, General Hayden is a patriot whose entire career has been devoted to defending.
Okay. This is the one area that I vociferously disagree with him. General Hayden is not a patriot. But anyway, he continues.
The country. He speaks that the General Hayden will tell you when he speaks that the line between privacy and security can be moved by him. Not by the court, but by him or whoever his successor is in the NSA. There is no principle of law. There is no constitutional principle. There is no Supreme Court ruling that moves that line. Because your right to be left alone is a natural and personal right. Only you can give it up. The majority cannot take it away from you, and certainly American spies cannot take it away from you.
But that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that this is just a murky thing, and, well, we're patriots, and we're going to look, we're trying to balance your constitutional rights. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an important thing to understand. Whenever they say they're balancing something, you better look out.
Yeah, because they're breaking the laws.
It's very, very clear what's going on here.
Yep.
These are not new tactics, by the way. We have a new executive order out, Nancy, speaking of...
Yes, we do.
speaking of all of this security apparatus, you know, we're hearing more and more about how these so-called terrorist groups around are recruiting via the internet and social media. Ladies and gentlemen, the internet is under a major attack from net neutrality and other legislative means, anti-bullying legislation, you name it. The media, the internet is taking it on the chin in a major way, and it's all by design because we are killing them with information. We are killing them with the truth. When I come back, I want to share a little bit about this new executive order, because this is another extension of the government's war on truth, the government's war on information, and our ability to have free access to it. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. This is Government America. Don't go away.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
All right, we're in the home stretch of this hour. One more hour to go as we continue here on Govern America. The website, governamerica.com. The chat room, chat.governamerica.com. Before the break, we mentioned that there is a new executive order out right now that Obama just signed. This is, I don't even think it has a number yet, promoting private sector cybersecurity information sharing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing here unfold is more public-private partnerships in the area of security. We're seeing more of a fascist system develop here. And there is a new concept here, which we'll see in a moment, that an area of cooperative information gathering and information sharing. Obama says, by the authority vested me as president by the Constitution. Yeah, right. And the laws of the United States of America. Again, yeah, right. It is hereby ordered as follows. Section 1, policy. In order to address the cyber threats to public health and safety, national security, and economic security of the United States, private companies, nonprofit organizations, executive departments, and agencies, and other entities must be able to share information related to cybersecurity risks and incidents and collaborate to respond in as close to real time as possible. Organizations engaged in the sharing of information related to cybersecurity risks and incidents play an invaluable role in the collective cybersecurity of the United States. The purpose of these of this order is to encourage the voluntary formation. Now listen to this, folks. The purpose of this order is to encourage the voluntary formation of such organizations. We're talking about information sharing organizations. They say, he says, to establish mechanisms to continually improve the capabilities and functions of these organizations and to better allow these organizations to partner with the federal government on a voluntary basis. Such information sharing must be conducted in a manner that protects the privacy and civil liberties of individuals. That preserves business confidentiality and that safeguards the information being shared and that protects the ability of the government to detect, investigate, prevent, and respond to cyber threats to the public health and safety, national security, and economic security of the United States. Now, remember, we played the audio from Susan Rice, where she said we need to focus on prevention. So now he's focusing on prevention. And by doing that, he's wanting to establish these organizations. He says this order builds upon the foundation established by Executive Order 13636 of February 12, 2013, and Presidential Policy Directive 21 of February 12, 2013, Policy Coordination Guidance, Dispute Resolution, and Periodic In-Progress Reviews for the Functions and Programs Described and Assigned Herein shall be provided through the interagency process established by Presidential Directive 1, PPD 1 of February 13, 2009. Okay. I want to skip down here. I'll tell you what. We got the top of the hour break coming up here. But what he gets into are a new type of organization, which he calls ISAOs. This is something that I think is very chilling, and people need to be aware that this is going on. Because what these ISAOs are information sharing and analysis organizations. They sound a lot like fusion centers. But these are public-private partnerships with the federal government to gather information and turn it over to the feds. I'll tell you what, we'll take the top of the hour break, and we'll continue in the third hour as Government America continues here on RBN. Don't go away.